Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Thomas. Batting seventh. The second baseman, George Smith. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Ryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jose Santiago. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jose Santiago. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli strikes out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Ryan and he is safe. Agee steals second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Agee moves to third. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Agee scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demeter. Adair reaches second base with a double. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry bunts towards the mound. Santiago fields it and throws to first for the out. Adair moves to third. One out. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Ryan and he is safe. Buford steals second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Ryan and he is out, Foy applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Santiago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santiago hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Santiago covering, for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Dan Osinski now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-1 in the game. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-1 in the game. Demeter strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-0 in the game. Berry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Elia hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Thomas reaches second base with a double. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Horland covering, for the out. Thomas moves to third. Two outs. Lenny Green pinch hits for Danasinski. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Sadowski now pitching. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0-for-1 in the game. Horland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Horland moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Agee bunts towards the mound. Sadowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Horland moves to third. Buford moves to second. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-2 in the game. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Elia hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-2 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to second. Two outs. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horlan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Scott. Horlan moves to third. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Agee bunts towards the mound. Sadowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to second. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw bunts towards the mound. Sadowski juggles the ball. That's an error on Sadowski. Horlan scores. Buford moves to third. It's 5-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Ryan and he is out, Petrocelli applying the tag. Buford scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dalton Jones pinch hits for Bob Sadowski. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ryan moves to second. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-3 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Ryan moves to third. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 3 in the game. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Moorhead now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Adair bunts towards the mound. Moorhead fields it and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to second. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to third. Two outs. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Elia hits a line drive towards third. Foy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.